Good evening, this is Awani Daily Dose at 5, bringing the latest headlines for Tuesday, 26th January 2021. Top stories for today. Dato' Sri Najib Tun Razak's bid to disqualify Dato' Sri Gopal Sri Ram as a prosecutor in the One Malaysia Development Berhad 1MDB audit tampering case trial will be heard tomorrow at the Kuala Lumpur High Court as scheduled. On January 20th, Chief Justice Tun Tengku Maimun Tuan Mat issued a directive that despite the current enforcement of the MCO by the government, all criminal case proceedings, including public interest cases such as corruption and commercial crime, would continue to be conducted in open court effective January 27th. The Kuala Lumpur High Court today proposed that a suit filed by Damansara Member of Parliament Tony Pua Kiam Wee against former Prime Minister Dato' Sri Najib Tun Razak 4 years ago for alleged misfeasance in public office in relation to 1MDB funds to be settled amicably. Lawyer Tan Cheng Leong, who represented Pua, said Judge Dato' Rosanna Ali Yusof had asked the parties involved to find a solution to the case. Opposition leader Dato' Sri Anwar Ibrahim has filed a suit at the Kuala Lumpur High Court on Monday, seeking for a judicial review on the proclamation of emergency. According to the PKR President's lawyer, Ram Kapal Singh, the action was taken by Anwar following the advice of Prime Minister Tan Sri Muhyiddin Yassin to the Yang di-Pertuan Agong to suspend Parliament during the emergency period, which was against the federal constitution. As many as 195,028 data plans and 3,773 devices have been distributed to students of higher education institutions from the B40 category since the data plan and device package was launched on October 30th last year. The Ministry of Higher Education was also in the process of procuring 3,997 laptops and desktops to be distributed to higher education students. China and New Zealand signed a deal that upgrades their existing free trade pact on Tuesday, giving exports from the Pacific nation greater access to the world's second largest economy. New Zealand Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern confirmed the signing of an expanded trade deal with China, noting its significance amid the pandemic. The agreement comes as Beijing seeks to establish itself as a strong advocate of multilateralism following a bruising trade war with the United States and as the coronavirus keeps international borders closed. That's all on Awani Daily Dose for today. Visit astroawani.com for more on these stories.